Greg McBride, who is with Bankrate.com. How are you?
Good, Tony. How are you this morning?
I'm very well. We have a couple of topics that I want to talk to you about, but I just want to get your take. Just had a gentleman on who's an expert when it comes to gold and silver and the U.S. dollar, and he said that we need to be concerned about what's going over going on in Europe. He believes that a country over there recently has received a bailout, which will pretty much drain the excess funds that they had put away for just such situations. How will that affect the world, and especially us here in the United States?
Well, that's why you're seeing a lot of volatility in financial markets right now, just because everyone's kind of grappling with that same question, Tony. There's concern of, you know, how much exposure, if any, do U.S. banks have to bad sovereign debt from Europe? How might that the word you hear is contagion. In other words, you know, what started out as a concern about Greece and now it's spread to Italy and people are worried about Spain and Portugal and Ireland too. Does that continue to spread? Can that infect the global economy? And, you know, some days the glass is half full, some days the glass is half empty, and that's why you're seeing these wild swings on Wall Street, just because everybody's trying to assess that question.
And I know that you have an interesting story that is breaking about Americans' financial security. Talk about that.
Well, you know, the month of August has certainly been an eventful one. You know, we've had a stock market correction, the credit rating downgrade. We've had a barrage of poor economic data, and it's really taking a toll on Americans' feelings of financial security. We've had a low point for the year. 35% of Americans say their overall financial situation is worse now than it was 12 months ago, including 41% of senior citizens that feel that way.
And I know that in this latest poll regarding the August Financial Security Index, not only are Americans less comfortable, but that age range of 30 to 64 really feels less secure.
You betcha. I mean, 1 in 3 Americans between those ages, 30 and 64, feels less secure in their jobs now than 12 months ago. And boy, does that just sum it up. I mean, people that are not feeling too secure in their jobs, they're not going to buy houses. They're going to hold onto the pocketbooks a little bit tighter. They're not going to do that type of discretionary spending that's needed to prop up the economy. Well, when everybody snaps the pocketbook shut at around the same time, that's where we end up with economic problems. And so what's one of the concerns is that all of the events with the stock market correction, the credit rating downgrade, that's really dented the consumer confidence, and that as a result, people are less inclined to spend, and that has economic ramifications.
And Jeff, a topic we've talked about here before, what Americans are saving, 29% now, employed Americans are saving less for retirement than last year. That's nearly double the 15% that are saving more.
Yeah, savings has really been a sore spot for consumers. We've noticed that throughout the year, but you know, despite the fact that people are saving more, I think what this shows is that additional savings is not getting funneled into the retirement savings. That as you mentioned, almost by a 2-to-1 margin, people are saving less for retirement now than they did this time last year.
He is the senior financial analyst for Bankrate.com, Greg McBride. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony.